ready.
Man, this whole society got our women looking at themselves crazy, man. Can you imagine if a dude was walking around talking about he didn't want to wear a pair of khakis because it made his dick look big, man?
For real talk.
You ain't ready for the relationship your grandmother and granddaddy had. You ready to leave your dude if he don't text you back fast enough.
All the time.
And see, that's what's so crazy to me, right? Because you can be against police brutality and not want cops to die. The two ideas ain't mutually exclusive.
Welcome to the Span Report with your host, Mr. Span.
This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. We know we need it. You know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Blessings. Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Yeah. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. To make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Of the night, cause I look to the light.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. This is episode number 132 of the report. And right now, we're listening to that ultralight beam from Kanye West right now, bro. Gotta get that ultralight beam going on. And that's what we're listening to, kicking off episode 132.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Tumming out the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end, if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79.
We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream.
This is everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe and in my holy
home. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Once again, this is episode number 132 of the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. And yeah, man, we doing this live right here on Facebook. It's been a couple of weeks since the last time I've been on the mic, man. There's been a lot of shit going on, man. A lot of stuff that I haven't talked about and a lot of stuff I probably won't talk about because it's some shit that I need to get off my chest tonight, man. Especially as it concerns this election, how it's going to affect a lot of people and how I feel about it, man. I'm pretty much going to be talking exclusively about this damn election, man. Real talk, like... I've not said a whole lot over the course of the last couple of weeks, man. I just haven't had I haven't said a whole lot because I've been like in a funk. Real talk, your man Span been kind of like in a funk over the last couple of weeks as to what's been going on with this election, and I just got to get this shit off of me, man. I don't have any notes tonight, man. I don't have any segments that's going on tonight, man. Like, this is going to be all about this fuck-ass election and what happened over the course of the last 2 weeks, especially over the last week, and some of the interactions that I've had with people, some of the ways that, like, this election has manifested itself over the course of the last couple weeks, right? So, I'm just going to get right into it, man. Like I said, I don't have any segments today. I don't have anything, like, I don't have any jokes. I don't have any, like, I don't have any feel goods right now, man, because I ain't feeling good about what we witnessed, what's transpired, and I'm a little, I got to speak to it, man. I just got to kind of get this shit off my chest, because if I don't, I feel like I'm a snap. I really do feel like I'm a snap if I don't say this shit, so I just got to kind of, like, let this shit get out here and let it marinate. But before I do that, I gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with me here at the Span Report Podcast and let your voice be heard, man. Hit me up at the hotline at area code 313-288-0485. It's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. I will play those messages here on the show and respond to you here as well. You can also hit me at feedback@thespanreport.com. Send me those emails. Those emails will get read on the show. I will respond to those emails here on the show. Send me those emails at feedback@thespanreport.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span. Like the Mr. Span fan page. If you want to watch these shows live as we do them, you can participate in the show with the Facebook live shows on Facebook, right? So go ahead and like the Mr. Span fan page and catch these shows. Be alerted when these shows go live on Facebook every week when we do this. And I have changed the days in which I'm going to do the show. No longer will it be on Saturday. It will be a Sunday show, right? So every Sunday, you can count on the Span Report being in your feed every Sunday. Sunday is now the day to catch the Span Report live, right? And for all of your Span Report needs, go to www.thespanreport.com. All of the podcasts are available there. All of the videos are available there. Everything, polls, everything. You can leave comments, all of that stuff. Go to www.thespanreport.com and get all of your Span Report needs met, over there, all right? So that's what we're doing. That is what we are doing here. But, yeah, man, I am flabbergasted by what happened over the course of the last week. And... I think not so much flabbergasted. I can't say that I was surprised, because this was one of those things that I kind of warned people about when Donald Trump became the nominee of the Republican Party. When he became the nominee of the Republican Party. And then there was a time earlier in the year where folks were kind of coasting on that Hillary Clinton, you know, is up by 11 points. Hillary Clinton is up by 12 points. And folks were, like, kind of doing a touchdown dance. They were doing the shit where they were celebrating before they actually reached the end zone. As a matter of fact, I talked about it. I said, yo, man, like, y'all out here acting like fucking Leon Lett before he got into the end zone, and Don Beebe came out here and knocked the fucking ball out of his hand before he crossed the fucking end zone. I said that, man, earlier on. People were out here coasting like they had this shit in the bag. And I'm like, yo, man, we can't act like that. We can't act like that. There's a lot of people who stand to benefit from the fact that black folks, brown folks, gay folks, bisexual folks, transsexual folks, minorities of all stripes are put back in their place. There's a lot of people who can't wait to put black folks and all of these other minorities back in their place. They feel like this country is being taken away from them. They've been saying it all the time. I did a video. I did a video on YouTube years ago. And I was talking about how on, like, when President Obama was first elected, right? There was a lot of people who were talking about how this country had been taken away from them. They wanted to take their country back. And we were giving credence to a lot of fringe ideals, right? A lot of conspiracy theory kind of things were being given legitimacy because of the way that the internet works now, right? Because now everybody, including myself, I can get on Facebook, I can get on YouTube, I can get on Twitter, and I can have an air of authenticity. I can have an air of credibility given to whatever it is that I say, because I'm on these platforms and I'm saying the things that I'm saying and I'm doing the things that I'm doing, and it gives credence to a lot of the shit that I'm doing, right? And it works that exact same way for a lot of kooky ways of thinking. There's a lot of people who have been given legitimacy because, hey, they get a lot of views on YouTube. They get a lot of views on Facebook. They get a lot of views on Twitter. They get a lot of retweets, and they get a lot of, likes and shit like that. Likes and all of this stuff, right? It gives an air of legitimacy to things that doesn't necessarily have any legitimacy whatsoever. No authenticity whatsoever. No fact-checking whatsoever, right? And so we've slowly watched over the course of the last 8 years where a lot of people who would be deemed kooks have become normalized, in a sense, to the point where you got folks who were part of the alt-right and folks who were spreading a lot of misinformation about not only African-Americans but Latino and Muslim people find themselves in the upper echelons of power with the election of a Donald Trump. So earlier on, man, like when Donald Trump became the nominee for the Republican Party, I implore people, like, yo, man, don't take this shit for granted. Do not think that there's a lot. Do not think that just because you want to vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, and I'm going to get to that shit in a little bit later. But do not think that just because we have been on this 8-year ride of we got a black president and we got these Democrats, like, you know, speaking to a lot of the issues that we want to hear being championed, that there isn't a segment of the population who is feeling like, yo, man, they like kicking us to the curb with the way that we think about shit. Right? They making us feel like we not who we are. They ain't no better than us. Right? So As I watch this shit play out, man, I am not surprised, but at the same time, I don't know. It's kind of depressing. Oh, shit. Okay, so on the Facebook, can't nobody hear me? Oh, shit. Okay, let's see what I can do about that. Hold on a second. So not only am I dealing with this bullshit with Trump, but I also have some technical issues dealing with the Facebook Live joint. Nobody can hear anything. This fucking blows. Okay, so let's see. What is going on with my Facebook Live joint? Nobody can fucking hear me. Okay, can you guys hear me now? Let me know. Hit me up in the chat. Let me know if you guys can hear me right now. So that we can keep this show rolling. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Feel like a goddamn Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now? Good. All right, you guys can hear me now. All right. There's been some settings that kind of changed up on me. But my thing is this, man. And as I've watched the election kind of play out and the results kind of come in and stuff like that, I have witnessed so many white folks kind of twist themselves in knots to try to convince those of us who are the minority community that they are not racist, that they are not sexist, that they are not Islamophobic, that they are not exhibiting behaviors of xenophobia. Like, I'm watching this and I'm just like, you got to be fucking kidding me, right? Because if you watch this campaign the way that I watch this campaign, then you know, and you have seen a candidate not only call Mexicans rapists and murderers, talk about reinstituting nationwide stop and frisk in the inner cities, which is unconstitutional, by the way. You have watched him appoint a vice presidential candidate who is now the vice president, who believes that you can change gay people to being straight by electrocution. Electroshock therapy can convert them. They will no longer be gay. Right? You have watched this candidate on more than one occasion talk about sexually assaulting women, violating the personal space of women. You have been informed of the fact that this president called for the death penalty for the Central Park Five, who were proven by DNA evidence to not have anything to do with the rape of that woman in Central Park back in the early 90s, right? Took out ads in the paper saying we need to like reinstitute the death penalty and all these other things, right? And I'm watching people on television, I'm watching like people on Facebook, and I'm watching people on Twitter, and I'm watching all of this shit, and everybody's like, well, you know, we got to give Trump a chance, man. Fuck that dude. And fuck anybody who voted for that dude. See, my thing is this, man. I know there's a lot of people who don't want to necessarily be called racist. It's ironic how now we got these states. Like, it's funny to me how all of a sudden everybody wants these safe spaces who shunned safe spaces before. We're too politically correct. People are way too sensitive. You can't say anything nowadays and without offending anybody. And now, when you call somebody a racist for supporting a racist, or calling someone sexist for supporting a sexist ideology, or calling someone Islamophobic because they support a candidate that is Islamophobic, because you're calling a spade, all of a sudden, they don't want these terms. They don't want you calling them these things. They don't want you to call them what the fuck they are. And let it be known, man, I'm going to say this, and I've been saying this from the jump. If you voted for Donald Trump to be president, then you are, in fact, a racist. You are, in fact, xenophobic. You are, in fact, Islamophobic, you are in fact homophobic, period. Own your fucking title. Because you watched this dude run for president for almost 18 months, nearly 2 years. You watched this dude say everything that involves racism, Islamophobia, sexism, homophobia. You've watched this dude espouse this. You haven't actually heard any real policies from Donald Trump. Not one. Other than he's going to build a wall and it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be Big League or Big League. That's what you heard from Donald Trump. Hey, we got to get these Muslims out of here. We got to figure out what these Muslims are doing. We got to make sure that we vet. We got to do extreme vetting. You haven't heard what this dude is going to do for your taxes. You haven't heard what this dude is going to do for Social Security. You haven't heard what this dude is going to do for your health insurance. Because make no mistake, as much as folks like to rail against Obamacare, there's 20 million new motherfuckers who got health insurance that didn't have it before. What are they going to replace it with? He has no plan. He hasn't said so. He hasn't presented an alternative plan whatsoever. People are voting for the abstract. Well, he represents change, man. You know, we got to blow up the whole system. We got to blow this whole shit up and start all over again. And then you find out later that Donald Trump is now loading up his cabinet and loading up his advisors with people who have been career politicians. Rudy Giuliani, who ran for president once, who was also the mayor of New York during 9/11. Chris Christie of New Jersey, the governor of New Jersey, who once ran against Donald Trump and then became Donald Trump's ass bucket. Like, he just like kissing his ass. Like, he had his head so far up Donald Trump's ass after he got beat that he was like, it was obvious that he was trying to somehow find himself in a position within the Donald Trump administration. You got known lobbyists from the banking industry, known people, like known climate deniers in charge of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Like, you wanted this change that was not really the change that you thought you were going to get. It was more the same shit. More the same people, career politicians, being given positions of power. Positions of power. So I'm not trying to hear this shit about Donald Trump represents change, because Donald Trump doesn't represent change. Donald Trump represents, well, you know what? The change that he represents is, he represents the change of, hey, we got to get this shit back. Like, these niggas, we done let a black man run this shit. And as this black man has run this country, we done seen black folks kind of come up a little bit. We done seen gay people kind of come up a little bit. We done seen our hold on power kind of erode a little bit. We gotta really get this shit back on track to where, like, yo, white folks ain't really having to take the back seat to all these other people. That's what we seen. That's what we saw. If you are cool with a racist, xenophobic, homophobic, Islamophobic candidate, and you cast a ballot for that, you are everything that I just named. A racist, a homophobe, Islamophobe, xenophobe. You are all of that. You earn that title. Own it. Now, you know, another thing too that's real funny, man, like as I've been like kind of watching, man, I haven't really said a whole lot on social media. I haven't really been on Twitter much at all over the course of the last week and a half, man. But as I've been kind of watching shit on Facebook and whatnot, man, like I'm watching, like, you know, some of the people on the left too have kind of irritated the fuck out of me as well, especially some of you Bernie Sanders supporters, right? Because for a lot of you, reality has not really sat the fuck in. Reality has kind of escaped a lot of y'all, right? So I'm watching Bernie Sanders supporters who would say that, yo, you know what? Democrats fucked up, man. If they'd have put Bernie on the ballot, man, we'd have won this shit. Bernie would have beat Donald Trump, man. All the polls are saying it. Bernie would have beat Donald Trump, man. If we'd only put Bernie on the ballot, man, we would have won. And I want you guys to kind of recognize something real quick. I really do. I want y'all to recognize something. Because I've said this before, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to say this shit again. Y'all didn't support Bernie Sanders in the numbers that y'all should have if you really believe that Bernie Sanders would have beaten Donald Trump, right? And I said this last year, I said this earlier this year, that the rallies don't count. You got to take your ass to the polls. You can go back and listen to every episode I've done concerning this topic. The rallies don't count. Take your ass to the polls, right? Because Bernie Sanders lost the Democratic nomination for president of the United States by a pretty wide fucking margin. If you really believed that Bernie Sanders was your guy, you should have took your ass to the polls and voted for Bernie Sanders and the numbers that his rallies represented, right? If you thought his rallies represented the vast majority of the Democratic electorate, then you should have got your ass to the polls in the same way that y'all was hyped about these fucking rallies. Because honestly, Donald Trump actually got his people to the polls. He had huge rallies. He also had people getting to the polls for him. Bernie Sanders, not so much. Not so much. And if you don't believe me, we can look at the numbers. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up so that we can see this together, right? I don't know if you, I might have to enlarge this. So let me see if I can enlarge this. Wait a second. Let me pull this down. I'm going to enlarge this so you guys can check this out. Uh-oh. Got too much going on. Come on. Let's do this here. We're going to, damn it. Let's do this. Come on. And my computer is now acting like shit. Come on. Damn it, it won't let me do it. Something's going on with my mouse. There we go. Now let's look at these numbers real quick. All right. Now, this is from realclearpolitics.com, and this is a tabulation of the Democratic popular vote during the primaries, right? And then if you look at the total here, Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders by 3,775,437 votes during the primaries, okay? She won South Carolina by 175,000. She won Alabama by 233,000. She won Arkansas by 79,000. She won Georgia by 328,000. She won Massachusetts by 17,000. She won Tennessee by 124,000. She won, Texas by 459,000. She won, Virginia, 227,000. She won in Louisiana by 150,000. She won in Kansas, Bernie Sanders won Kansas, 13,000. She won in Mississippi by 146,000. Bernie Sanders would not have won in this election. Okay? Let's make this clear. Bernie Sanders would not have won in this election. You can tell yourself all you want that Bernie Sanders would have beaten Donald Trump, because you know what? We will never fucking know. You know why? Because those of you who supported Bernie Sanders during the primaries didn't get out on he didn't get his vote out enough to put himself in the position to go against Donald Trump in this general election. Now, I know a lot of you would say, well, you know, the Democratic process was rigged. You know, we got these emails from WikiLeaks, and the emails showed that the Democrats wasn't really trying to fuck with Bernie like that. And, you know, Bernie Sanders his whole campaign was being met with resistance and all this other stuff. And that may very well be true. But I want to ask you this. How many of those emails stopped any of y'all from taking yourself to the polls to vote for Bernie Sanders? Don't worry. I'll wait. How many of those emails that were leaked out by WikiLeaks stopped anybody from taking their ass to the polls to vote for Bernie Sanders? You know, it's funny, man. Like, when it came to Hillary Clinton, everybody just assumed that Hillary Clinton was assumed to be the choice, right? Like, she was anointed by the Democratic National Committee. She has been groomed for this position. She was being the pick of the Democratic establishment for the last 16 years. And we forget, like, yo, she was also the favorite in 2008 when Barack Obama came along. Now, if she was anointed by the Democratic National Committee to be the Democratic presidential nominee, then how in the hell can a little-known senator from Illinois beat her? Nobody knew who Barack Obama was like that. We didn't. Outside of those of us who are from Illinois and have some sort of familiarity with the Illinois politics, the nation at large didn't know who the fuck Barack Obama was. Yeah, he gave a speech at the 2004 Democratic National Committee convention. Outside of that, very few people knew who Barack Obama was. So this notion, oh shit, what the fuck? All right, I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay. This notion that Hillary Clinton, okay, we got it. My reconnection was successful. Thank you. You shouldn't have disconnected in the first place. But this notion that Hillary Clinton was the chosen one and that they ignored the will of the people. Make no mistake, the will of the people stated that Hillary Clinton was a choice for the left, for the Democratic Party, by almost 4 million people. So all of you who would talk about Bernie Sanders being the choice of the Democratic National Committee, or being the choice of the people, so to speak, and he would have been better off in the position that Hillary Clinton was, I gotta call bullshit on it. I gotta call bullshit on it because y'all saw, although y'all are passionate, y'all were not passionate enough to make him the nominee, right? And if we're going to go off the poll numbers, the poll numbers also showed that Hillary Clinton was beating Donald Trump leading up to this general election. So are we really to trust the poll numbers now? You want to talk to me about poll numbers when the polls also showed that Hillary Clinton was beating Donald Trump by at one point 11 points? As a matter of fact, before the election itself on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton was up 5 points. There was a lot of people sitting around like thinking this is about to be a coronation. Hillary Clinton's about to be the next president of the United States. Because of those poll numbers. Because of what people were saying to pollsters. And that's another thing too. You can tell a pollster whatever the fuck it is you want. I've been called by a pollster once in my life. You can tell a pollster whatever it is you want. And sometimes, depending on how a question is asked, will determine what your answer may or may not be. So this idea that Bernie Sanders, despite the numbers, despite what we know about polls, would have won this election, man, y'all got to stop with that delusion. Y'all really do. It's bullshit. It's bullshit at this point. So, I'm at a point, man, where I just kind of, I'm tired of listening to BS on both sides. I heard a lot of bullshit about, you know, well, Hillary is the same as Donald Trump, man. They all the same. You know, there was a lot of disillusionment when it came to, you know, this election. Like, and I saw a lot of folks talk about Hillary Clinton being the same as Donald Trump, and I'm like, man, what the fuck are you watching? What are you seeing? Like, how do you even get to that point? How do you get that cynical to where you don't pay attention to the policy, to where you don't pay attention to the person, right? You don't even pay attention to the things that, like, it becomes easy for a lot of folks to just kind of disengage. That's the easiest shit to do in the world. It's to disengage. This is why I have a problem with like folks who say they don't vote, or the conspiracy theorists or whatever else, because they don't really stand for shit. They don't really stand for a whole lot. I saw a lot of conspiracy theorists just kind of throwing shit out there, talking about Hillary Clinton was guaranteed to win. This is going to be your president of the United States. This is the elite's choice and all this other shit. And then she doesn't win. And then all of a sudden, nobody is like crickets. At this point, I'm like, yo, with the conspiracy theorists, like, yo, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. You throwing shit at the wall, hoping one of these bullshit theories will stick. You kind of need to shut the fuck up at this point. I'm watching a whole lot of political novices, right? Whole lot of people talking about some, man, I don't fuck with that politics shit, man, I don't fuck with that shit. But they got so much to say about the political system, like, yo. And it's funny, man, like, some of the shit you'd be like, yo, man, like, how many of you niggas actually took a civics class when it comes to how government works and why one candidate may be better than the other when you're deciding who may be the same and who may not be? Some of the shit is like basic knowledge that you learn early on in school, right? When you actually pay attention to what's going on in civics and you learn about the executive branch and the judicial branch and the legislative branch and all of this other shit. Which is funny because like a lot of Americans can't even tell you all three fucking branches of the United States government. And they talk about all of this shit being equal and all of it being the same and they all run the same way. Like, my thing is this, man. And I I'm watching people talk about how this is the same. Like, my wife went to the store to go get whatever. I don't even remember what it was that she said she was going to get. But she went to Target and some dude called her a dirty Muslim because she had a scarf on her head. My wife isn't Muslim. But some ass bag thought he was cool enough, was emboldened enough to talk to my wife in a way that he probably would not have if Donald Trump was not elected president of the United States. We're seeing instances of violence. We're seeing instances of intimidation. We're seeing instances of racial hostility after this, right? You got kids out in Royal Oak, Michigan, chanting build the wall against like their Latino classmates in the school. You got Muslim Americans. I live in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan is right down the street. A lot of Muslims in America concentrate right here in this state, right here in this area. Dearborn, Michigan has the highest concentration of Muslims in America, bar none. And they're afraid to go out in public with their hijab or in the kufi or just be who they are, man. And I'm watching people like try to discount that. Like, oh, they ain't got shit to worry about, man. This we done lived through this kind of shit before, man. Like, yo, man, yeah, we have lived through this kind of shit before. Why the fuck do we want to keep doing it? Why should I be okay that if my wife wants to go to the store to some bullshit motherfucker, some asshat motherfucker decides he wants to say something sideways to her? Why should it be okay that a little Latino kid goes to school and is told that his parents are going to be deported? We've had teachers fired because they taunted kids in the school saying, you know what, your parents are going to be deported, or build that wall, as the kids would say. Or as we see across America, graffiti popping up all over the place with swastikas and Sieg Heil and let's make America great again. Let's make America white again. Your black lives don't matter. Neither does your vote. Like, we're seeing all of these instances of Islamophobia, racism, sexism happening across this country. And you're telling me that the same vote for Hillary Clinton would have resulted in the same sort of actions? Get the fuck out my face with that bullshit. Every last one of y'all who told me that Hillary Clinton was the same as Donald Trump, kiss my ass. Each and every last one of y'all, kiss my ass. Because it shows me not only were you not paying fucking attention, but that you didn't care. You didn't care. The same way that there's a whole lot of folks who talking about, well, you know, I'm not racist, but you didn't care that Donald Trump was talking about Islamophobia. You didn't care that Donald Trump was actually out here talking about racism. You didn't care that Donald Trump was out here talking about Islamophobia. Like, you didn't care. You let all of that shit go past. You were cool with all of that shit. And if you're cool with that shit, you ain't cool with me. Fuck you. I don't have the patience, nor do I have the time to entertain ignorant motherfuckers. I don't. I don't. I don't have it anymore. I don't have it. I'm getting too old for this shit. I don't have the patience to tolerate that shit no more. So when I'm in a conversation and motherfuckers are talking about, yo, well, show me these instances of all this Trump violence and all this other shit. Hey, motherfucker, you got Google the same way that I do. Look the shit up. I am not about to take time out of my time. I'm not about to take my time to educate you on some shit that you could educate yourself on. Fuck you. This ain't a fucking game for a lot of people. Talking about we've survived all these other shits. Like, yo, yeah, we went through Bush. Yeah, we went through Reagan. Yeah, we had Nixon and all this other shit. Yeah, there are black people that are still here. There are also black people who had to deal with enormous fucking strife that they didn't have to had these motherfuckers not been put in power. So don't so miss me with this bullshit that, yo, we've been through this before. Man, fuck that. We shouldn't have to keep going through these cycles. We shouldn't have to keep fucking doing it. And I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of listening to and entertaining dumbasses. We live in a nation of fucking idiots. We live in a nation where we just elected the motherfucker president because he stays in the Holiday Inn Express with gold sinks. Hey, man, are you a world leader? And I'm like, well, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express with gold sinks before. That's what the fuck we just did. The internet troll has become the leader of the free fucking world. We have elected a fucking carnival barker. We have elected a reality show host. We have elected a motherfucker who has not a clue what the fuck he's doing. Other than stoking the fears of a whole lot of white folks who feel like they're losing this country. Because this dude has absolutely not presented one policy yet. Not one. And shout out to all of you, you know, white working class workers who, you know, you're worried about your jobs leaving and you want them to bring the jobs back. Let me tell you something. Them motherfucking jobs ain't coming back. All of that shit we used to produce, we not getting that shit back. Those jobs are not coming back here. Those jobs have gone to places that are going to pay less to do the exact same shit that you ain't going to want to work for. You used to make cars for $30 an hour. Guess what? You're not going to be making cars for $30 an hour. They're going to ask you to make those cars for $29 an hour. They're going to ask you to make those cars for $22 an hour. You're not getting that fucking same pay rate. And you're not going to get that insurance. And you're not going to get that 401k. And you're not going to have that college fund. If those jobs do come back. They're not. He just sold you a dream. I work. With a lot of blue-collar white dudes, right? We all do the same fucking job. We all work in the same area. We do the same damn thing. And they're like, well, you know, he's talking about bringing the jobs back. Like, you got a job. You got a well-paying job. You also work in a union position. A lot of these Republican legislatures are actively trying to gut your fucking union. You know, the union that actually fought for you to have the wage that you are working under now. You got to my job, they pay us pretty fucking good. I have no complaints with my pay right now. But at the same time, I work in a state that is now right to work where, okay, now you can opt to not only work in this job that is particular, like, that used to be exclusive to a union position, but not only are you going to work in this job with other union employees and get the benefits of a union employee, but you don't have to pay anything to the union. So once they gut the fucking union, then they can pay you less for the same job that you've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20 years. People voting against their own goddamn interests because he appealed to their whiteness. And you can always tell when, you know, they voted for Donald Trump because they didn't want to say. Like, everybody who was voting for Hillary Clinton kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm voting for Hillary. Like, it is what it is. But you know, when folks didn't want to tell you, like, well, you know, I don't feel like it's appropriate for me to say, you know, that's almost like asking me how often I have sex with my wife, you know, I can't really talk to you about these things because you may not necessarily agree. You may call, yeah, I know who you voting for, and fuck you too. Fuck you too. So, yeah, man, like, at the end of the day with a lot of this shit, man, the isms trumped everything. The isms trumped everything. If you were okay with a racist, if you were okay with a xenophobe, if you were okay with a sexist, if you were okay with an Islamophobic person, if you were okay with any of those things, you have to be okay with the title that comes with every last one of those things. And it's ironic that you now want these safe spaces to where we can't call you. Like, now your feelings are hurt. Now you're talking about us being mean when before we were being too PC. We were too PC. You can't say anything anymore, man. If I don't like this damn transsexual shit. I want to be able to go to the bathroom and be able to, just use it. I don't want my daughter to go in a bathroom and there's a man with a dick in there and he's dressed like a woman. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, as the owner of the Miss Universe pageant, is documented and going into the dressing rooms of young ladies as they were undressed to inspect the pageant. A lot of y'all sold y'all fucking conscience, man. A lot of y'all don't really believe in the shit that y'all say that y'all believe in. A lot of you motherfuckers are downright assholes. And sold your souls. So, yeah, man, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. I've had to, like, I've been stewing over this shit over the last week. I haven't been, like, really, like, with the show, man, like, I'm like, yo, man, I haven't been on the mic in 2 weeks. And, like, a lot of it has been me working. And a lot of it is like, yo, man, it's not a whole lot of shit that's been, like, that I've been passionate about outside of this. Outside of this. So, like, going forward, you know, the whole thing about, you know, reconciliation and like, giving Donald Trump a chance. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give Donald Trump the chance to show me that he is not what he said he is, right? If that makes any sense. Because here's my thing. Donald Trump has told me for the last 18 months who he was, and I believe him. I believe him. He's told me who he was for the last 18 fucking months. Excuse me if I'm holding him to who he's presented me to be. I am not giving any passes on that. So I'm going to watch this shit play out. The same way everybody else kind of has to now, right? I'm going to watch this shit play out. But to all of you motherfuckers who were talking about Hillary Clinton being the same, to all of you motherfuckers who were talking about Bernie Sanders would have beat her or beat him, I'm going to kind of need y'all to shut the fuck up. Because what y'all are saying is not based on reality. It's not politically viable. And it doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that's it, man. That is it. This is episode 132 of the Spare Report podcast, right? So before I get out of here, I do got to let you guys know how to get in touch with me here at this podcast and let your voice be heard, man. Hit me up at the hotline at area code 313-288-0485. This area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. I will play them on the show and respond in kind. You can also email me at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave me those emails. I will reply to those emails live right here on the show as well. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span. So go ahead and like those and follow me there. The Facebook fan page, man. Go ahead and like that fan page. This is how you can watch the show live here at the Span Report, man. So every time I do these shows live, every Sunday, go ahead and like that page, and you can get alerted, and you can participate in the show every time I do these shows live on Facebook. And for all of your Span Report needs, man, go to www.thespanreport.com. Everything is available there. All of the podcasts, all of the videos, all of that stuff, man. You can check that out on thespanreport.com. I will... have everything there. Have everything there, man. But yeah, man, this has been episode number 132 of The Report. I appreciate everybody who are watching live. I appreciate everybody who listens and downloads on iTunes and Stitcher and reviews the show and all of that stuff, man. Yeah, do all of that. But yeah, man, this has been episode 132, and I'll holler at y'all later. So until next time, fam, peace.